Vlogging lady, welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. I've noticed something that's been bothering me a little bit lately, and I think it's essential to talk about it openly and honestly. So grab a cup of coffee or tea and let's have a heart-to-heart chat. I want to ask you this question. Are you cultivating this mindset? Once I finally make money blogging, then I can invest. This mindset is definitely not the approach if we want to finally build a successful blogging business. You know, we all have big dreams for our blogs. We envision them growing, making an impact, and of course, generating a large income for us. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, holding back on investing in ourselves and in our blogs right from the get-go might actually be holding us back from achieving that dream. So, you know, because we're not investing, that's why we can't get to the point of making money. And, you know, if we never invest, then we'll never get to that point. Because investing not only keeps us accountable to actually go and make that money back, but it also helps to get the momentum going, okay? And momentum is so crucial. When we invest, we get excited, and then we start making moves. And, you know, when we don't invest, we sit back, we're lazy, and we don't build momentum. And we're just feeling bad that we don't have money, we are trying to run this blog, you know, and then we try to cut back on expenses. And do you know what this is like telling the universe? That you don't believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself that you can actually invest and make your money back, like you don't believe in yourself that you're ever gonna make that money back, then this is telling the universe that, okay, she doesn't believe in herself, so why am I going to too? Okay, cut back on expenses. Well, then we're not gonna give her money. Like, this doesn't work like this. And I've seen it everywhere. Not one person that has started a blog has made it to $1,000 plus months on their own. They have invested to learn. You have to invest in your education to learn more and to get that momentum. And I know that not everybody can invest large amounts of money. I didn't in the beginning either. I had my last $200 that I invested with a coach, and that started my momentum because I'm like, oh crap, I don't have money anymore. I need to get it back. And I'm going to do this, and I believe in myself. And I believed in myself so much that I was okay with spending that $200 and being really broke, because I knew at that point momentum was going to happen and that I was going to make money. There was just no going back. I invested a lot of time, for starters, 2 years of my life dedicated to building a blog that did nothing for me. And then I invested that $200 in that blogging coach, which was extremely scary for me because I was broke. I was literally living off of Herbalife protein shakes and I was very skinny. And my car had just gotten repoed and I had my last $200 in cash and I actually had negative dollars in the bank account. And I was scared. Like, $200 back then was a really, really big deal for me. And I was only 19 years old. I had nothing. So, but that $200 is what set me off to finally, or like to building this six-figure business. Because if I didn't invest that $200, I would have kept being in that lack mindset. And I would have kept, you know, like having that mindset of, you know, I can't invest because I'm not making money. Well, you're not making money because you haven't invested yet. You have to invest to make money. This is a business. this is like, if you want to start a blog because, you know, it's your, like, it's just a hobby for you, then go ahead. But if you actually want to turn this into a business that makes $1,000 a month, I'm sorry to say, but you have to invest. I am not saying that you have to invest thousands of dollars, girl. You don't, okay? But you can invest $20 here and there, right? And if you can't, you can find $20, right? You can sell something on Facebook Marketplace, something that you have in your house that you haven't used in a very long time, for $20. Start going through your garage. Start selling stuff so you can pay for your education. And when you pay, when you make that, you know, money exchange, you're going to be like, oh crap, I got to get this money back. And when you pay for something, you're just going to get it back times two if you believe in yourself. If you believe I'm getting this back times two, times five, times 10, whatever, then, and you believe that you can really, truly make it happen for you, then you are going to do it. And it doesn't matter how long it takes you to do it, but it will happen for you. And sometimes all you have to do is just ask. Like, I am only a six-figure earner because I have asked God. Because I said, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to change my life. I am not going to become a stripper, because I was really templating it back then when I was broke. I said, I am not going to become a stripper, okay? I am going to build a successful business by helping people start successful blogs themselves, because I don't want anybody to be like, feel like this in my situation, for one. And I want to help people, you know, be able to live the life of their dreams. And, you know, we all have super big dreams, okay, for our blogs. We envision them growing, making an impact, and of course, generating so much income. But holding us back, investing in our blogs, is going to be what's the thing that's holding us back. You have to invest first. This is a business. And what do? When you start a business, you have to invest in the business to get it going. There's not going to be a business if you don't invest. Sorry to say. So I totally get the allure of waiting for that big paycheck before diving into investments, because you're scared. You don't want to lose money. Nobody wants to lose money, right? On investments. You don't have money as it is, so why would you invest to lose it? Well, if you have that mindset, yeah, you're definitely going to lose it if you ever invest. You have to think, if I invest $20 right now, I'm going to get $60 back. Start writing that in a daily journal. When I invest $20 into my blog, I get $60 back for every $20 I invest. Write that every single day in your journal so you can actually truly start to believe it, because it will happen for you when you start writing it down and actually believing it. I didn't believe that I could truly make money blogging, and so that's why I never invested the first 2 years that I was a blogger. And where was I? Nowhere. Literally nowhere. I was not making money in my blog. I was struggling, you know, and it just took that big leap of faith. And it took me telling God and asking, you know, hey, look, I'm going to do this and you're going to co-create with me, okay? So who wants to, you know, like, everybody wants to feel safe. And who wants to pour money into something that hasn't proven its worth yet, right? But let me share a different perspective with you again. By investing in ourselves and our blogs early on, we're giving our blogs a fighting chance from the very start. Whether it's taking up a course to hone our writing skills, upgrading our website design, learning about effective marketing strategies, and sales strategies, so we can actually make money. These investments can make a world of a difference in the quality of your content and the way that we connect with our audience. And hey, I get it. The fear of failure can make us want to wait for the perfect moment to invest in ourselves and in our blog. But let me be real with you. There is no such thing as a perfect moment. Even when you probably make money blogging, you're going to be like, well, it's not enough. If you have this lack mindset, if you don't believe in yourself, you're going to say, well, yeah, I made money, woohoo, but it's not enough. So therefore, I'm not going to invest because I don't know if I'm going to be able to make this thing again. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make this amount of money again. So then, you know, like this mindset is just not cool. I've been seeing it everywhere of bloggers always saying to me, I can't invest because I haven't made money in my blogging business. I don't want to invest in that expensive website theme because I haven't made money blogging yet. I don't want to invest in a coach and in my education because I haven't made money blogging yet. And that's just backwards. You haven't made money blogging yet because you haven't invested. Once you start investing, I promise you that you will make your money back if you believe in yourself. So this is all about limiting beliefs and your money mindset blocks that you have. So to overcome these limiting beliefs that you have about money and investing, you have to work on it every day. And you first have to work on believing in yourself that you can do this, and believing and trusting in yourself and in God that if you invest in your blog, you will get a certain times back. And I know it's scary. It's so, so, so scary to invest in something that does, like, we don't know if it's going to work, but you have to believe that it will. So we need to embrace the fact that there will always be some level of uncertainty and risk involved when we invest. I'm still investing and I still feel that level of uncertainty. Like, I don't know what the future holds, but I believe in myself and I know that I can do this. I know that I can take my business to the next level and I'm not worried. I just invested in a high level mastermind. I'm not even going to say the price, but it was very, very expensive and it was, you know, very scary. A very scary investment. But I know that every time that I've made those scary investments, I like made my money back so quickly because I believed in myself and I believed I could. And if I didn't, if I started to have those thoughts of where I don't believe in myself, then I start working on it. I journal every single morning about all of my limiting beliefs and I overcome them. And then I also journal about my money mindset. So, but it's in taking those risks that we grow and we push ourselves beyond our comfort zones. And when we do that, it sends the universe a message that, hey, I believe in myself. I can do this. I invested. I'm going to get my money back. So make things happen for me, you know? Tells the universe that you're serious about blogging, that you're serious about this. So they're going to be serious about it too. So waiting for substantial income before investing can lead to missed opportunities and keep us stuck in a never-ending cycle of waiting. Instead of obsessing over when the money will start rolling in, why not think about what you could achieve by investing in your blog right now? Which is so much. You could achieve so much. You can quantum leap and you can start making money right now, today, if you want to. Literally, I can show you how to start making an income right now. You don't even need a blog. You don't even need a blog. You can start making money online right now. You don't need a blog. The blog is used as a tool to bring in more people, but you don't need it. The blog is a storefront. It's like those little flyers saying, hey, come into my world. I have value for you. I got lots of great stuff in here. You want to come take a peek? You know what I mean? It's just a storefront to get your audience to come in. And then you get people into your email list. And on your email list, you sell to them. But you don't need a blog. Just say, let's get more people in. But there's different ways that we can get more people in right now. Like, you have to stop thinking that making money for your blog takes time. No, it doesn't take time. It really doesn't. If you don't want it to take time, it doesn't have to take time. But you need to invest so you actually know how to do this. So you actually start taking action. The right steps in the right direction. So you actually start making failures. Because if you don't make mistakes and if you don't make failures, then you will learn nothing. And everybody's going to have mistakes and failures because it carves the way to success. You go one direction and you fail. Okay, I know not to do that no more. You go one direction, you fail. Okay, I know not to do that no more. And then you finally go one direction. And it's like, okay, this works. I'm going to roll with it. And then you take a step forward. So stop being scared of failing. And I know it's scary because there's money involved, but like I said, you don't have to invest that much. You can invest tiny amounts here and there, and still there are resources out there. For example, today we finally just opened doors to the Magnetic Bloggers Club membership, and it's just $22 a month, and you get access to all of my blogging courses and literally like just so much blog coaching support and everything. But this is not, yes, the doors have finally opened, and if you want to invest in that, you can, but that's not the purpose of this podcast episode, to be honest. It's there if you want it, but this is not the purpose, I promise. So even small steps, like investing in better hosting or optimizing your blog for search engines, because website design is actually very important, can make a significant impact in the long run. It's all about setting ourselves up for success step by step, little by little. And I know that it can be tough to break free from the I'll invest later mindset. It's a comfort zone that can feel cozy, but it can also be limiting. It is limiting. You are limiting yourself because learning from a bunch of free Pinterest articles, well, it's the reason why you're not making money. You're not going to be learning anything from those. Like, you might know knowledge, but you don't know how to implement. You don't know the step-by-step action plans that's going to get you to where you want to go. That's going to get you to that $1,000 month. That's going to make you your first dollars in this industry, in your niche. So by taking those scary steps, by taking the leap and investing in ourselves and our blogs, we're unlocking the doors to growth and potential that we never knew existed. You see, the thing is, success in blogging isn't actually just about the money. It's about the journey, the connections we make, and the skills that we develop along the way. You have to have skills. You have to take action on the, you have to implement. If you're spending so much time trying to be, you know, in that learning mode to where you are constantly reading free Pinterest articles, free blog posts about how to make money blogging, and you're not getting anywhere, it's because you don't have that step-by-step roadmap and the action plans to get you to where you want to go. And that's what you need. So by embracing a growth-oriented mindset and believing in ourselves, we're setting up ourselves for an enriching experience that goes way beyond the dollar signs. And here's another thing. Investing in our blogs doesn't have to be so overwhelming or expensive, like I said. Start with what you can afford and gradually build from there. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars. Like I said, I have a membership for bloggers, and it's literally everything that you need inside for just $22 a month. Because I believe in you. I truly do. You want to attend webinars, connect with seasoned bloggers, explore free resources, you know, But every little step in this journey counts. And what's going to get you to build that momentum, number one, is first investing. When you got your head in the game because you've invested money and you're like, oh shit, I've invested, now it's time to make moves, you're gonna make moves so you can make that money back. And sometimes it takes those scary investments, like the scarier investments, to finally get you to, you know, get into that momentum. Because, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, well, I invested only $20. Like, it's just $20. Like, some people have that mindset. It just depends on what your mindset about money is. I was scared to invest $200, but that's what made me move. And to some people, $200 might be like, nothing, you know, easy. But most people, you know, $200 is scary. And I get it. I was there. Every little step counts and it adds up to your progress. So, lady bloggers, let's shift our perspective and focus on the bigger picture here. Don't wait for the money to start pouring in. Start investing in yourselves right now and your blogging dreams, like right now. Because if you don't, you're always going to be stuck here. You're not going to make money first and then you start investing. That's just like, what, huh? It doesn't work that way. You need to start investing right now so you can make that money. I don't know one successful blogger out there who hasn't invested first. So you have to shift your perspective on this and overcome all of these limiting beliefs and mindset blocks and actually start believing in yourself. Believe in your potential, take those baby steps, and watch your blogs flourish beyond your wildest dreams. It's really awesome once you get to that point. But it takes some skin in the game. And you have to invest first, unfortunately. I wish it was the other way around. I wish we could just, you know, blog for free and then start making money, and that would be so easy. But it's not easy. And not everybody can do it, but you can if you start believing in yourself. And remember, we're all in this together, and there's a supportive community out there, right here, actually, not out there, but right here with Boss Lady Bloggers, ready to cheer you on. I want you to embrace the mindset that thrives on growth, learning, and empowering one another. Your blogging journey is a beautiful adventure. Let's make the most of it together. This is not a straight path, but it is a journey, and I would love to be on it with you. The Magnetic Bloggers membership is officially open for enrollment for just $22 a month if you do want to actually take that step, that scary step to invest $22 a month and join us if you want to. If not, then go invest into something that you believe that you should invest in. So, yes, that's all I have to say for this episode. So, bye-bye. So, a little warning. This episode is going to trigger some people. And throughout the episode, I'm very careful with my words. And please, please don't think that I'm being sleazy in this episode. I just want to inform you on what I've seen in this industry to be true. So please forgive me if I trigger you. But this is what I truly believe. And this is just what I've seen in this industry. So without further ado, let's get into this episode.